Blog Talk Radio.
This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We just give God praise and glory. Just stopping by for a moment to give encouragement to the body of Christ, amen, and strengthen us from the word of God. We know the scriptures are profitable, teaching, correction, rebuking, amen, encouragement, strength. And so we go to God, amen, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The scripture says, in some versions, that Jesus Christ being the pioneer, amen, of our faith. And glory be to God for that. So we just want, before we go, you know, and get into the word, we are going to have a word of prayer and accept the word of the Lord, amen, for us today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God. We lifting up, God, your people. God, we ask you, God, to touch them and strengthen them, God. God, whatever suffering they may be going through, God, you are our strength, you are our covenant, and we acknowledge you, Almighty God. We pray for the protection, God, over your people, God, as they face all types of situations, God, that you are a protector, God. God, we ask and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, over the people of God today. God, we thank you right now, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. Oh, Father God, you're our all in all. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are wonderful. We praise you. We exalt you. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise, God, on today. God, we asking you, Father God, to go into the highways and byways and pour those who are in the darkness into the marvelous light. You will send your laborers into the harvest field. We know it is right for right now, God. And so we are praying, we are asking you, God, to help us to do your will on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God. We thank you right now for blessing us and keeping us, oh Father God, as you are our God who will never leave us nor forsake us. God, I thank you by the power of your Holy Spirit, we be filled with overflowing. You confirm your scriptures, God, with miracles, signs, and wonders. Healing the sick, Father God, driving out demonic spirits and oppressive spirits, casting them out right now in the name of Jesus. And that you are uplifting those who are depressed and oppressed. Father God, for you, the power is the same power you raised Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior from the dead, who sits at your right hand. We bless your holy name on today. In Jesus' name, to you be the glory, Father God, and to you be the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints. So we are coming. We want to get some encouragement coming from the book of Ephesians. Start in verse 15. It says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus, your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just stop right there. And we have on Tuesday seeds of prayer and praise. And because we want to continue on and press on, the reason we pray, amen, is because we have relationship and communion with the living God. And the one thing that we don't want to stop doing when we go into God's presence, and that is to keep on remembering you all in our prayers. Verse 17 says, "I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." So you may know him better. So I will know him better. Amen. Praise his name. Glory be to God. Verse 18 says, I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. His power for us who believe. Oh, God's power is great. We know it is the power working in us, amen, to do at the will according to God's good pleasure, to God's will. So it says, amen, hallelujah, that power is the same as the mighty strength. Verse 20, he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. For above all rule and authority, power and dominion, in every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Verse 22 says, "And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." We know that we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he was raised from the dead on the third day by the power of God. By the power of God. The resurrection, the centerpiece of our faith, says if we believe in our heart God raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. Calling on Jesus as Lord. See, and I'll come back to Ephesians 1:19. It says, "In his incomparable great power for us who believe." That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. That's the power that we should be preaching, in that power, in that anointing. The power that when we preach that God confirms the word of God with the miracles, signs, and wonders. It's the power of his holiness that we live godly and upright lives. all glory pointing back to our to God, our Father. Verse 17 in this passage says, the glorious Father. All things pointing back to him who is, yes, he is a pioneer. He is the author, the finisher, the completion of our faith. Thing of it is, and I go back to verse 15, it says, and your love for all God's people, all of this based on God's love for the world, the love for us, his people, and the love we ought to have back to God. If we have the love of God, we know that people are in a building condemned if they don't have Jesus Christ. They need the seal of the Holy Spirit. They need it now. Today is the day of salvation. They need for us, amen, to be about our Father's business, the kingdom business, not building our kingdom, but the kingdom of God. There's many in darkness that need to come to the marvelous light. The same light that God has brought us into. Glory be to his name. But we have a hope, amen, that the world is in desperate need of. To our left, to our right. If, just like in John, the last chapter, when Jesus reinstates Peter, he says, Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep, he tells them, and feed my sheep. When he tells him all this, before him he was out fishing all night and didn't catch a fish. But Jesus said, put your net on the right side of the boat. And there you will find some. So if we are on one part, amen, where there's no fighting happening, when it seems like the seeds we're planting, you know, we want to keep planting, we want to keep watering. But if Jesus says, go and share your hope. It says in 1 Peter 1:19, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake, my sake. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so your faith and hope are in God. Our faith and hope are in God. Let us share it, amen, and let us do so diligently. We are the laborers in the heart. We are the workers, amen, and we press on into God in Christ Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank God for you. I wish you, I pray you a great, encouraged day, protection and safety. To God be the glory. Join us as we uplift the youth on this Saturday. Be blessed. Go with God.